Welcome, Easy Organic Gardening listeners. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, biocontrol specialist, horticulturalist, gardener, insect and worm farmer, entrepreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. And it's a pleasure to be with you again. With me this hour is Michael Farrell, author of the new book, The Sugarman's Companion, An Integrated Approach to Producing Syrup from Maple, Birch, and Walnut Trees. I'm very happy to have him with me as my guest this hour. And before I ask Michael to join me, I want to make sure that you get a copy of our new Arbico Organics Summer Catalog. It's full of top-of-the-line products for your organic home, garden, farm, horse, and livestock and pet needs. And if you're already a customer, you'll be receiving your copy in the mail. If you'd like to receive a copy of our Grow Organic Catalog, you can just go online to www.arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com. Place your order, or you can always call into our toll-free line 800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our specialists will be glad to take your order. You can also check online for our e-catalog version. By the way, there's a free $10 off coupon you can use for your next purchase. Our lines are going to be open throughout the show during this hour, and if you'd like to give us a call, if you have a question for myself or Michael, please feel free to give us a call at 877-300-7645. That's 877-300-7645. If you're listening to a rebroadcast, you can always send me a question at drbuglady@arbico.com. Or you can always give us a call during the week and you can speak to one of our specialists. They're always glad to answer your questions and offer solutions. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We'd love it when you like us. And you can follow me directly at drbuglady on Twitter. Now I'm going to tell you about my guest. Michael Farrell serves as the director of Cornell University's Uline Forest, a maple syrup research and extension field station in Lake Placid, New York. There he taps approximately 5,000 maples, 600 birch trees, and a couple dozen black walnut and butternut trees every year. He has authored more than 50 articles on maple syrup production and forest management and often presents to maple producers and landowners organizations. Michael earned his B.S. in economics from Hamilton College, his master's in forestry from SUNY ESF, and his Ph.D. in natural resources from Cornell University. And he lives in Lake Placid with his family. And Mike says, all of my free time is usually occupied with gardening, running, swimming, foraging for wild edibles, and visiting with my family and friends. And the past 2 years, he says that he has also been building a timber frame house from trees and lumber that he's cut himself. That is amazing. And now I would like to ask Michael Farrell to join me. Hi, Michael. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Sherry. Thanks for having me on.
I am so excited. I love your book.
Like most people, we
don't really know much about maple syrup. We have this idea that, you know, we know it comes from trees, and we have some idea that, you know, you make a hole in the tree and somehow the sap comes out and somehow it gets cooked and then made into a syrup. But, you know, it's just incredible, the information that you put together. And I love the book, and the pictures and the easy read throughout the book. And I think anybody, even someone like myself who lives in the desert, it's definitely a good book to read, and certainly enlightens you to a very sustainable industry. So my hat's off to you. Thank you for writing the book.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I didn't realize you were from the desert. Where do you live?
I live in Tucson, Arizona, which is where we're broadcasting from.
Sure.
And
my experience out there, I was in my undergraduate days, I was a student when Columbia University had the Biosphere 2 Center. I did the Earth semester there. So I got to spend some time in Tucson, and it's an interesting place. But in fact, if you get up into the higher elevations, into the canyons there, where there is actually some water around, especially during the summer, you can find maple trees.
And yes, you can
find some birch.
Birch, yes.
And there's an Arizona walnut as well.
Isn't that amazing? So, yeah. I mean, so it doesn't really matter where you're from. I mean, there, almost anybody can be a tapper, and I'm not talking like with tap shoes either.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's the best in the Northeast, of course.
Exactly.
Where we make maple syrup. I mean, the Northeastern states are known for maple syrup production, and but there's maple trees in just about every state, and if you're lucky enough, even out in Arizona, you can find them.
There you go. Well, it certainly makes me want to go out and go up into the mountains and find some, because it's just an amazing experience that you talk about in your book. So let's just start off here. I'm curious. You know, everybody's eating pancakes with syrup on them, but most of us, a lot of people, have never had the pleasure of tasting real maple syrup. And so when you were little, what did you have on your pancakes?
Oh, I just like most people, I had the fake stuff. I had the Aunt Jemima or the Mrs. Buttersworth, the high fructose corn syrup with artificial flavoring that tries to make it taste like the real thing. That's what most people have. It's only a small fraction of people who actually get to enjoy pure maple syrup. And that's a shame. You know, it is, I think, the best syrup, the best sweetener. It tastes the best. It's the best for you from a health perspective, sustainably produced. And not everywhere, but lots of people can even do it themselves, depending on where you live. So, not everybody can go out and make high fructose corn syrup with maple mm-hmm. flavoring, but you can make your own, and it's so much better. And so, I work for Cornell, running the Maple Research Center and do all the educational programs, and a lot of my time is spent teaching people how to do it, how to get started, and others, why that you should be doing it, because it is this incredible thing and resource that's really being underutilized.
My question is, how did people figure this out? I mean, how long ago... Have people been tapping trees?
So the Native Americans were doing it before the Europeans arrived here in North America. Maples are found throughout the world, and but the biggest concentration of them is here in eastern North America. So the Native Americans had been collecting the sap and boiling it down into sugar. They weren't making syrup. They were making maple sugar because it's easier to store and to handle over time. So that was their source of sugar. And even for the early settlers, the Native Americans taught the settlers how to do it. And the settlers then taught them as well how to do it better because they brought over better tools and machinery to be able to gather and process the sap. So it's part of our history. It's part of our heritage here in North America, and we actually used to make a lot more of it than we do today. The peak of maple production here in the U.S. was back in the mid-1800s, back when we didn't have nearly as many trees, and the technology was much more primitive. So when you think about it, we used to make about 3 to 4 times as much as we do today. We could certainly be making a lot more syrup. We were only tapping less than 1% of the maple trees in this country that are big enough to be used for syrup production.
Well, what caused the decline?
The price of cane sugar dropping below the price of maple sugar. Mm. So in the mid-1800s, remember, the North didn't like the South too much. So you had the protest. They weren't going to get what they called slave sugar out of the South. And it was also more expensive. Okay, mm. So people made maple sugar as their staple source of sugar. That was their sweetener. It was either maple sugar or honey. But in the late 1800s, early 1900s, when trade relations normalized and the price of cane sugar actually dropped below the price of maple, then actually people started producing maple syrup.
There you go.
And instead of maple sugar.
There you go.
But less people did it because it just wasn't as profitable.
Gotcha. We're going to take a quick break, Michael. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about this wonderful industry. So don't go away, everybody who's listening.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Welcome back. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. With me is Michael Farrell. He is the author of The Sugarmaker's Companion, an integrated approach to producing syrup from maple, birch, and walnut trees. And he says, anyone who enjoys a good pancake breakfast now and then knows the difference between artificial fructose-laced concoctions and authentic maple syrup harvested directly from trees. And that is a fact as far as I'm concerned. You know, Michael, welcome back. When I was a child, I didn't like pancakes because I didn't like that syrup. It wasn't until I was an adult when I had my first taste of maple syrup, and it is wonderful. It really is.
Yeah, definitely. And there's so many different kinds, too. So from the light amber syrups with the more delicate, like vanilla type of flavor, to the darker syrups that have a more robust, really strong maple flavor. So we use for all different types of, not just for pancakes, for all different cooking and baking.
Tell us a little bit about your story, how you got involved making maple syrup. It's a cute story, so.
Oh, sure, yeah. Well,
yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I went to grad school for forestry. I wanted to, you know, learn more about our forest and trees, and so that's what brought me to maple, actually. It was in one of our forestry classes at the College Sugar Bush. We actually were on a field trip that day when they were having their annual pancake breakfast, and I had always had the fake stuff before, and so I got the chance to try real maple syrup at the SUNY ESF College Sugar Bush there, and I was amazed at how good it was. And so I went home and decided I want to try to make it myself. And like most people, I made quite a few mistakes, and the stuff that we tried making the first year, none of it was any good. You really have to know what you're doing. And I should have done my homework more. But, you know, I burned a couple of my mother's best pots, and she banished me from the kitchen, so I had to try to do it outside. And then I got a bunch of ashes into the boiling sap. And so we just kind of gave up on trying to make syrup. What I did discover was that the sap itself was so delicious. I had never had the sap before, and so we were just, you know, collecting. I decided to drink it. I couldn't believe how good it tasted, how sweet and refreshing it was. And anyway, I was just blown away. So that's all I've been drinking now during the maple season, you know, for the last, I guess, 14 years now that I've been doing this. It's just an incredible thing. So even if you don't want to boil down the sap to make your own syrup, if you have a maple tree, just to tap, to drink the sap and to cook with the sap, you know, we cook with it too. We make all rice and stew and, you know, anything that you would use water with, you just replace it with sap, because the sap is mostly water. It's 98% water, just a little bit of sugar, lots of minerals and nutrients and phenolic compounds, antioxidants, all those good things. All these things that are great for the maple tree, that are bringing the maple tree to life in the spring. That's what this sap is in the tree. And we're very fortunate that we can collect a little bit out of the tree. It doesn't harm the tree. We can boil it down into this delicious syrup. We can drink it fresh. We can cook with it. It's just this amazing process. And so I wish more people got a chance to do it.
It's an elixir, you say, that it's an elixir that, let's see, the natural version of this elixir also trumps the competition by containing abundant beneficial nutrients, an interesting detail that is just one among thousands that readers will discover when they read your book about how to make sugar. And I don't think I'd ever heard of anybody drinking the sap directly, so
a lot of companies getting into it now. I know of about 15 companies that are now bottling and selling the sap as a beverage. So, you know, it's past maple season now. We're into the middle of May, so there's no sap flowing in the trees anywhere. But if you want to try it, maybe check at your local health food store or grocery store, because there's lots of companies getting into bottling it now because, you know, it's, people are rediscovering the fact that, you know, this is a traditional native spring tonic. I mean, this is what people drank in the spring, and now we can do it year-round.
Well, and we certainly can always use more nutrients. That's one thing that we find ourselves very deficient in, particularly with conventionally farmed foods that are that lack minerals and trace elements. And so this is a great way to pick up those extra minerals and trace elements that we need. So I think it's great, and I can hardly wait to get my first bottle of it. I want to try it out. So can anybody, you know, that has a maple, birch, or walnut tree on their property, can anybody tap the sap and you know, is, you know, what does it take to
yeah.
do it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's that difficult to collect the sap. Boiling the sap down into syrup can be challenging, especially if you don't have the right equipment. You have to know what you're doing. You have to pay attention. You have to have a lot of patience. And particularly know what you're doing because a lot of people screw up, and it's an art and a science to making good maple syrup. But as far as collecting the sap, all it involves is basically getting the right drill bit, say a 5/16 inch drill bit. You drill a hole in the tree about 1.5 inches deep, you know, maybe right about 3 or 4 feet above the ground. You get a spout, you tap the spout in, and you either hook that spout to some tubing into a bucket, or you hang a bucket right on the spout. There's lots of different ways of going about doing it, and many different companies selling the equipment. So you can just get online and, you know, look for maple collection equipment, and, you know, you can improvise yourself, but the equipment out there is specialized for the maple industry, and it's very good and affordable, and so I would recommend, rather than trying to cob something together, just get the stuff that the real commercial maple producers use, because it's the same kind of stuff a homeowner can use as well.
Well, a lot of people who are listening are probably thinking, well, I've got a tree. I have a tree in my backyard. You know, it's interesting. You know, sometimes we think of our ornamental plants as, you know, they're just ornamentals, and all of a sudden, you know, you may not realize that you have a source of food in your backyard, and I like that idea a lot.
Oh, sure, and, you know, maple, birch, and walnut trees are all beautiful trees that are certainly ornamental, but also utilitarian.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, definitely.
So tell us a little bit about the industry. What, you know, how is the industry doing these days? It seems like to me that there's more of a growing demand because people are demanding more natural and organic substitutes. What's your opinion?
Yeah, well, the maple industry is actually, in the U.S. at least, and it's growing in Canada as well, but in the U.S. it's one of the fastest growing ag industries. Production's basically doubled in the last 6 years.
Oh, Michael, I'm going to have to cut you off. I'm so sorry. I got so excited hearing about it. I wasn't paying attention to the clock. So we're going to come right back and you're going to answer that question. Those of you who are listening, don't go away. We're coming right back with Michael Farrell.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera-DeFry, Easy Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. And with me is Michael Farrell, the author of The Sugar Maker's Companion, an integrated approach to producing syrup from maple, birch, and walnut trees. This book is for hobbyists, it's for commercial growers, and it is a start to finish, a very thorough book and very interesting. And I hope all of you will make sure you get a copy of it, because it's really great. It's a great read. Welcome back, Michael. I apologize. I got so excited about our topic, I wasn't paying attention to the clock. So
that's okay.
And I just want to let our listeners know that if you have a question that you'd like to ask Michael or myself, please give us a call. The number is 877-300-7645. So let's talk about what where I cut you off.
The growth in the maple industry, it's really phenomenal that, you know, we've basically doubled production in the U.S. in the last 6 years. There's a lot more people getting into it. People who have been doing it for a while are expanding, adding more taps. And the reason people are doing it is because demand is there. We're selling all the syrup we make, and people want it. They realize that maple is the local, natural, healthy alternative, to all the other processed artificial sweeteners out there. And so a lot of people are doing it themselves to have that local source of syrup, and then people doing it on a commercial scale to sell to the folks who can't do it themselves. And so, it's this product that's basically only produced here in eastern North America, yet there's a growing local market for it, and then also international demand is growing at a really rapid rate as other people in other countries in the world discover the pure maple syrup of eastern North America.
And so pure maple syrup has different grades, and tell us a little bit about the grading process. Does one taste better than the other, or what?
They taste different. I wouldn't necessarily say better. Tastes are subjective. Some people really like the light syrups that have a more delicate flavor, and other people really like the dark syrups with a strong flavor. There's a new international grading system that's being adopted here in the U.S. and Canada. It's being rolled out currently in some states and soon in others, in other provinces. And the idea behind that is to make it easier for the consumer, the average person, to know what kind of syrup they're getting. So rather than be calling light amber or number one light or fancy, you know, different types of designations for the lightest grade, it's all going to be called golden with a delicate taste, because it is golden in color and it has the most delicate taste. So that's the kind of stuff that you're going to be seeing in the marketplace. If you're not seeing it already, then you'll be seeing it soon.
And so the grades then are really more about the shade of, or the flavor of what?
Yeah, more has to do with the flavor, right? So, you know, maple is, of course, it's a natural product, and like all natural products, it's not always the same. There's a lot of variation, and lighter syrups, the more delicate flavor, they're produced in the beginning of the season, and the darker syrups with a stronger flavor are made towards the end of the season. And we categorize them into four different categories based on the color of the syrup, which is indicative of the intensity of the flavor.
That makes a lot of sense now, because I think the way it's set up in the grocery stores now, you get the idea that B is not as good as A.
Is that the way? That's one of the things that we're hoping changes. So there's been this historical bias against grade B syrup, the darker syrup, by maple producers. You know, it's always been difficult to make the light syrup. There was always a lot of the dark syrup, the really darkest syrup made, and maple producers want to make the lighter stuff. It's just, I guess in our nature, it was always more difficult. And if you were a really good sugar maker, you made the light stuff, and that's what maple producers like. So in devising the grading system, there was this bias against the darker syrup. That's why it was called grade B. But as we've learned over the years, that people actually prefer those darker syrups with the strong flavor. So it doesn't really matter what maple producers like, or what we enjoy making and producing. It matters, the people who are going to buy it, what do they like? And so there will not be a grade B designation anymore. It'll be called grade A, very dark with a robust flavor. So, or strong flavor, I can't remember. And that's to kind of get rid of that bias, so people understand that just because it's a darker syrup doesn't mean it's any lower quality than the lighter stuff that would be considered grade A in the past.
I like that. It sounds to me like you may have attended something like a wine tasting gathering, where everybody's tasting each other's syrup. Or does that happen?
Oh, it happens all the time. Yeah, we have lots of contests within the maple industry. For at all the state fairs have them. There's these international competitions as well. And maple producers love entering their syrup to see, who makes the best, right? Now, of course, it's all subjective. I think almost all maple syrup is good. And, some people like some more than others, but, they all have interesting, unique flavors. That's one of the fascinating things about the maple industry, is that the syrup that you produce, there's no other syrup like it, really, in the world. It comes from the trees on your property, your soils, the sap that's coming through the roots of your trees, which is all based on, the specific site you have, and then also how you process that into syrup. So there's really no two that are exactly the same. Some that are similar, but everybody's is unique, and that's really fascinating.
It really is. It's the terroir of the, each location is different, and like you said, so that it's unique to that area, and so when you buy maple syrup in the grocery store, does everything, it just comes from different places and it's all sort of mixed together, so you get the same output every time?
Well, there's still some differences, but yeah, stuff that you would buy at the grocery store generally comes from one of the large bottling factories, and they buy syrup in barrels from maple producers who are making it on a large scale. And the maple producers will put it in, say, in a 40-gallon barrel, so fill up lots of those, and they'll ship it to the bottling company, and it all gets graded into one of those four grades that, you know, we discussed earlier. And so you lose some of that nuance, definitely, between, you know, the individual producers. They're trying to blend for a uniform flavor so that when you go to the grocery store and you, say, get a medium amber syrup from this company, that it's generally going to taste the same. It's not always going to be exactly the same. There will be some differences because the flavor of the syrups change year to year and from different producers depending on whose was getting blended in for that day's batch. So there will be some variation, but it's more of a uniform product when it gets blended together for distribution to a grocery store.
That's really interesting. I'm just really enjoying having you on the show and learning about this amazing industry. And I always feel so special when I buy maple syrup because to me it's something that you know, it's so natural. It's the thing. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Michael Farrell. And any of you have a question to ask us, we're at 877-300-7645. So don't go away because we're coming right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only 1
$379, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry with the Easy Organic Gardener, and with me is Michael Farrell, who is the author of a lovely book entitled The Sugar Maker's Companion, An Integrated Approach to Producing Syrup from Maple, Birch, and Walnut Trees. Welcome back, Michael.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
So I sort of left on a note of that I feel special, you know, whenever I buy a bottle of maple syrup, real maple syrup, and a lot of people think it's expensive, but it's not so expensive. I mean, what's your opinion on that versus the fake stuff?
Well, it's more expensive than the fake stuff. On a serving size, it's not very expensive. I mean,
if you think
about how much you use on, well, I say most people use it on pancakes or waffles. You don't use that much of it, so maybe 2 to 3 ounces. So when you buy a bottle of it, yes, a bottle of pure maple syrup costs more than the artificial stuff, but it should. There's an expression that cheap food isn't always good, and good food isn't always cheap. So you're certainly getting what you pay for. The high fructose corn syrup and artificial stuff, it's cheap for a reason. If you ever wanted to, think about the price of maple syrup, there's actually this great YouTube video of a guy. I'll give you basically the overview is that a guy he moves to Vermont. Figures I should buy maple syrup. I live in Vermont now, so he goes to the maple producer and he's blown away by how expensive it is, like $50-something a gallon or something. And it's like, well, no way, I'm going to make it myself, right? And so he then goes into this whole story about how he tries to make it himself and all the work it is and the problems he encounters. And the gist of it, at the end of the story, he goes back to the maple producer and yells at him and says, how can you sell your syrup so cheap? And so he does this phenomenal story. It's something anybody who's considering making syrup themselves should watch. If you go to YouTube and type in Vermont maple poem, it'll come right up. And it's 12 minutes long. It's really funny and worth watching. Because the reason that it costs more is because it's a lot more work to do. There's a lot of labor involved. It's a labor of love for people. It's not like the people who are doing it are getting rich making it. It's most people who do it just do it because they enjoy it, not necessarily as a way to make income.
But for those who are making an income from the industry, you say it's a lot of work. Tell us about your experience. You are managing 5,000 trees.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Oh, sure, yeah.
What is that like?
Well, we start, it's a year-round job. You know, we use a plastic tubing system to collect the sap, and that tubing needs maintenance during the off season. You have to manage the forest to maintain the health of your trees and to make sure your tubing system is intact, because there's always branches falling down on it and squirrels that want to chew it and all that kind of stuff. So you're always repairing your tubing system in the off season. During the season, though, is when it's the most work. We start tapping in February. It involves, you know, we have 60 miles of tubing that we need to walk to check on and to go through different. We're drilling a hole in each tree, monitoring, make sure that everything is going well, and collecting that sap and processing it down into syrup. It's, you're basically working nonstop for, you know, basically the middle to end of February until middle to end of April. It's a labor of love. You know, we're going, probably, I'd say, somewhere between 30 to 40,000 people in the U.S. and Canada that do this every year. We all do it because we love doing it. It's a lot of work, but it's very rewarding, and we make a great product at the end.
It's a sweet product, for sure. So I have a quick question about organic maple syrup.
Okay, yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so some syrup is certified organic. Most syrup isn't, but there are some producers who go through the extra trouble to get their syrup certified organic by one of the certifying organizations. It costs extra money to do that, and there's some paperwork involved. The differences in the syrup are pretty negligible. There's hardly anything more organic than maple syrup. It's, the natural sap collected from wild trees in the forest just boiled down into syrup. So it's pretty organic as it is. That's why a lot of people don't bother to get it certified. But those who do get it certified, it's not that difficult because it's basically organic to begin with. The main difference between certified organic and just non-certified syrup is the type of defoamer that you use when you're boiling the sap down into syrup. When you're boiling it down, it wants to foam up, and if there's too much foam, it can foam right over the pans and come out. And so you got to add just a tiny drops of something in there that'll keep that foam from going too high. And most producers just use a synthetic defoamer, which mimics some type of fat molecule. But any type of fat molecule is what knocks down foam. And so the certified organic producers use organic safflower oil or organic sunflower oil, some type of vegetable oil that's certified organic. Because in a certified organic production, you need to use everything that's certified organic.
Well, I think that's very interesting, because I only buy organic, and
And there's some things that for people who want to buy organic food, it really makes sense. I mean, we talk about strawberries or other things that could really be laden with lots of pesticides and chemicals, and there's a real difference between organically grown and non-organically grown. With maple syrup, there's really not that big a difference, and so. Some people just like buying everything organic. That's fine. That's great. But just because you don't see an organic label on a maple syrup doesn't mean there's necessarily anything wrong with it.
That's good to know. Tell us about cooking with syrup. We've got about 2 minutes left, and of course, I know you want to talk about maple whiskey. What is that like?
Oh, well, let's talk about cooking with it first.
Okay.
Because there's so many different things you can do with maple. I actually don't even eat many pancakes. I go to lots of different types of pancakes breakfast just because I'm a maple specialist. So I go to lots of those types of events, and that's where I always eat pancakes. We don't really cook them at home. But I do eat a lot of maple syrup. Probably the way I eat it the most is in a maple balsamic dressing that my wife makes. It's just a quarter maple syrup, a quarter balsamic vinegar, and a half olive oil, that kind of ratio. Add in whatever herbs and spices we want to put in that day, and that's our dressing. That's all we use for a salad dressing. It's delicious, and that's probably the way I use the most maple syrup. It's really delightful, so I encourage folks at home to give it a try. I also have a lot of maple milk. Instead of chocolate milk or strawberry milk, you just add a little maple syrup to we get organic milk, and it's whole milk. It's delicious. It's like almost like a milkshake. It's just a little bit of syrup. Really sweetens it up and adds a lot. So there's so many different things you can do with pure maple. It's often used as glazing, like maple glazed carrots, or people have heard of honey-baked hams, but maple glazed hams are even better. Really the sky's the limit because it is it's a pancake topping, but it's also just a sweetener. It's a liquid sweetener that can be used on so many different things. And so there's probably a dozen or more cookbooks out there of all the different things you can do with maple. And, if you're interested, just give it a try. There are now people that are using maple to make into beer or to wine or to distill into different spirits. Because it's a sugar and can be done that way. So lots of different companies utilizing maple in unique ways because it's the local, natural, healthy sweetener here for the U.S. and Canada. And so, the sky's the limit in how we want to use it in our diet.
Local, natural is wonderful. And thank you, Michael, for joining me. It's been a pleasure. I really love your book, and I hope everybody goes out and gets a copy of The Sugar Maker's Companion. Next week, we'll have another great guest, and thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. It was great being on your show.
Bye-bye, Dale.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.